Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, also known as the Elfrida Love Show. I would like to welcome you, each and every one of you. And this is the show where Jesus shines with love. And I am your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. And this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As I was waiting to come on air, I was so excited. Once I came on the radio and I was energized, some energy came from somewhere. The power of God began to dispense upon me. And God has some great things for us because we're going to praise God. We're going to lift the name of Jesus. We're going to pray to God. Amen. And we're going to pray for that one thing that our heart so desires. Amen. And God says when we pray, he says, be not selfish. He says, but pray. He says, and he shall answer. Amen. And it's so good to know that God is listening. Amen. It's so good to know that when you pray, that God is listening to everything that you say. Amen. And your prayers and your praise is not in vain, because God knows that there is a purpose and a plan, and there is a reason why you've joined the Elfrida Love Show, the Love Live Jesus Ministry on tonight. So I thank you so much. I see so many people on the line. I see all of my radio hosts. I see each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it so much. We're going to go ahead and get into reading our Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we are going to have a little activity to just kind of wind down, take a deep breath and relax, and let the Lord use us in a mighty way, because God is getting ready to do some great things, and he has done great things, but we want to make sure that we just put everything down. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Wow. I would just like to say once again that I feel the power of God tonight, and I feel good tonight. God is good. We serve a good God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a powerful God. We serve a God who hears and he sees everything that we are doing. And so I am so excited tonight to be back with you. We've had a lot of events taking place. God has done many things. But I tell you what, just know that we were about our Father's business, amen? And so we're back on the radio station. We're going to have many guests. We're going to have many topics dealing with the community, as well as the education system, as well as the assessments, how we assess our students, how we assess the adults. We're going to talk about the Elfrida Love Show and the services that we provide. And so we're just going to have a good time, amen? But on tonight is a night in which we're going to pray. We're going to kick off this week with prayer. God is good. We made a request unto the Lord, and I tell you what, God answered that prayer. And so I guarantee you, and I can promise you this, when you make that request, God is going to respond. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If it's not in his will for you, the Lord will respond, but he will respond with a closed door. And so if it is for you, the Lord will respond with an open door. And God is speaking open right now. Because what I want you to do before we even get into the presence of the Lord, before we even dim the lights, I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to forget about what happened last week. Forget about what happened 8 hours ago. Forget about who made you angry. Forget about you being tired. Forget about you being sleepy. Forget about all of those things that hinders you from serving a powerful God. Just forget about all of those things. Take off the weight that holds you down, whatever it is, whatever you're worried about. God says remove it right now, because we're in the presence of God. And when you're in the presence of God, you're supposed to be at peace. Amen. God says a peace that surpasses all understanding. You know, people, many times when I speak to people or I see people, you never know what a person had to go through just to get to school, or you don't know what a person had to go through to just get to work, or you don't know what a person had to go through just to make it to the store, or a person had to make it to church. That's why it always is important that we greet people, and we know how to greet people, because we don't know their struggle unless you're a prophet or unless God has told you, amen? So you don't know what a person had to go through to get to where they are. And so God says, encourage each person that you see, whether it be a smile or handshake. He says, encourage one another. He says, love one another. Right? So you never know when you see a person, you never know what it took for them to just get up out of their bed. People are going through depression. People are going through anger. People are going through so many things. And it's because we have taken the equation of God out of most things that we do. I submit to you right now to put God back into the equation of your life. I submit to you that if you have forsaken God or forgot about who God is, remember him through your life, the life that you live. Remember him through the things that you go through. Take God with you through the storms. Take God with you through your good times. Praise God when you receive awards. Praise God when you receive advancements. Praise God when he blesses you in any capacity. You are supposed to praise God. We are supposed to praise God. And so, as you can tell, I'm really excited, and the Lord is really speaking tonight. And God speaks the word prosperity. He says prosperity over your life. He says prosperity over the lives of others. He is actually showing a field with seeds. He says those are good seeds that's going to fall on good ground. He says, and because they're on good ground, he says those who he put over those seeds, over those plants, he says, will nourish them and make sure that they grow. God is going to entrust some people over some huge things, and you have to be ready. God says you have to be ready. Now, you're not going to think that you're ready, but you have it inside of you where you're ready. God has it. He has a place for you. He has. God says there's much potential in you. There's much potential in us. God says to be successful and to help. He says develop the making of his holy plan. And so whatever that is, whatever domain that God takes you in, God says go. He says wherever he takes your ministry, God says go. Wherever he takes your career, God says go. Wherever he takes you, God says go. He says, and do not be slothful about going, because you're going to have some questions when you have new opportunities, when you have new assignments, when you're going on different platforms and you have no idea how you got there. God says go. He says, but take him with you. He says Moses. And we're going to get into the prayer, but there are a lot of successful people on this line, amen, and there are people who need to hear this. God is showing me now. He says Moses, he had some doubts about his own potential. He had doubts, and God says that he always has somebody. He says, I'll send somebody with you. God always have a ram in the bush, but when God sends you somewhere, trust me, he knows that you can do the job. He knows that you are capable of doing it. So when he assigns you as the head of something, or when he assigns you, when God gives you that particular opportunity, God says, take it. He says, take it. And so you're going to have to learn to trust God. This is a season in which we have to trust God. We have to step out on faith. It's going to be blind faith. There's so much that's going to take place. You're going to have so many opportunities. Right? And you know exactly who I'm talking to, because this is confirmation. He was praying unto God, and God is confirming what we pray for. Right? And so you're going to have so many opportunities. Right? and take those opportunities and use them as experiences to help you perfect your craft. That's what God is saying. So whatever it is, whatever domain it is, God says, take your opportunities. Take your opportunities. One more thing. Anytime you do work for God, God will always bless you. And God says that whether it's a ministry, whether you have a nonprofit group, whatever group you have that you're volunteering for or that you're committed to, God used the word committed. He says you're committed to. He says there's nothing that you're going to have to want if you do it in the name of Jesus. For example, let's be specific. If you are ministering, these are to the ministers and the prophets and the people. If you are ministering and you're ministering because you love God, and on earth it's called commitment or you're volunteering, God says that there is nothing you're going to have to want for, and I'm a living witness of that. When you are doing it out of your heart, when you're doing it for God, anytime you work for God, the pay is huge. And I'm talking about favor, grace, and mercy. There is nothing that you're going to want for. And so God says, keep doing it, but do it faithfully. Right? God says, keep doing it, but do it faithfully. And when you do it faithfully, God says that he will give you favor and grace. There is nothing that you will want for. And that's a promise. So there are a lot of encouraging things going on. And as I said before, this is a two-hour ministry. And these people, we all need to hear it. And we're not going to rush the word of God. We're not going to rush the prophecy of God. We're going to embrace it, and we're going to think about what the Lord is telling us right now. But at this particular time, we're getting ready to pray. And I want you to just right now think about one thing that you desire. Do not be selfish. Now, some of you desire healing for yourself or for your family member, and God did that. Some of you desired just peace, and God did that, amen. Some of you desired you needed help in school. God did that. So now this week we're coming, and we're looking at the whole aspect of the when we pray unto God, we're looking at the one desire. What desire from God? Think about one thing that you really, really, really desire from God, whatever that is. And when we begin to pray, think about that one thing that you desire from God, whatever that is, that one thing that you desire from God, okay? One thing that you desire from God. And God says, always do not be selfish. And do not desire it in vain just to try to get ahead or to step on somebody or to make somebody feel bad. He says, this is something you really need. And I'm going to pause because I really want you to think about this, okay? There are many different examples of what people need. And God says that no one ever makes it to a point where they don't need anything. Everybody is always in need, whether it's they just need God. Amen. So if you ever experience or encounter a person that says that they have everything that they need, God says that is false because we all need God. Amen. Praise God. So let's think about one thing that you really need, that your heart desire, that would make you feel better. There are some people in the hospital listening. What is it that you need? Do you need healing? You know, many people say, I need more pain medication. God says that's part of healing. Amen. Do you need understanding? So, you know, if you're in school, do you need understanding of the work that's given unto you? This is from pre-K all the way up to college. Do you need understanding? Do you need a financial breakthrough? What do you need? And I want you to think about this for a few seconds. And then I'm going to dim the lights, of course, and then we're going to play some music and we're going to pray unto God. Amen? I want you to think about that one desire. Getting ready to dim the lights here. And I tell you what, be ready when you think about this one desire because God says that he's answering. God is listening right now, okay? And I want you to really think about that one thing that you desire. And I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to give us about 30 seconds. Okay. Now let's backtrack. All right. Many of you were very broad in what you said. You said healing. You said you wanted to feel like you were free. You said you wanted to get closer to your family. You said that you wanted to be more productive. You said that, some of you said, I want to start my own business. Somebody said that my ministry, Lord, I want my ministry to expand. God wants us to be specific. God wants us to be specific. So, for example, if you are asking God for something, you're going to call God by name. And you're going to ask God specifically what it is that you want. If you say healing, God says, what do you want? That God already knows, but he wants you to say it in the atmosphere, because when you begin to say things, you begin to believe it, and it begins to happen. So if you need healing, for instance, Lord, I have leg pain. And Lord, I need you to heal my left leg. Or Lord, I'm having difficulty walking because of arthritis. I want you to heal my right leg. Or Lord, my arms are hurting, right? And I need you to heal the upper part of my arm. That's how specific you have to be with God. God is very specific with us. As a matter of fact, he knows how many hairs we have on our head. Isn't that something? Even when you comb your hair and it sheds, the Lord still knows how many hairs. So God says he needs you to be specific. So we're going to do this again. And I want you to be specific. I want you to be serious. This is something that you really need. And God says that if anyone ever says that they don't need anything, that's not the truth. Because everybody needs God. Amen? Praise God. So I want you to be, take this serious, and I want you to really be specific with God. Just like you're, you know, I tell the students all the time, you know, just like you're telling your parents what you want from the store, be specific. When you go to the store, you know, some people say, I want Lucky Charms, right? You're specific. You don't just say, I want cereal. That could be any kind of cereal. God wants you to be specific with him. So let's try it again. 30 seconds. Amen. And be sure, after you finish, to tell God thank you, because it's already done. The Lord is going to respond to your request. Amen. Amen. Let's get ready to pray. We're going to pray unto God, because we serve a true and living God, and because God is so good to us, and he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. And we're going to pray unto God, because we serve a mighty, mighty good God. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, with our faces to the ground, Lord, and our eyes looking up unto the hills from which cometh all of our help, Lord. Lord Jesus, we come as empty pitchers, Lord, asking that you fill us up, Lord, that you help us, Heavenly Father, to magnify who you are, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountain experiences, Lord. We thank you for those who went into the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the victories, for bringing people out of the hospitals, Lord. We thank you for the victories and the good news, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are God who hears all of our prayers, Lord, and we say thank you, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, then we thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, and you gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and then you kept us all day long, Heavenly Father. And we say thank you, Lord. You blessed us as we traveled up these dangerous streets and byways, Lord. You blessed us as we interacted with people, Lord. You blessed us, Heavenly Father, as we went about our ways. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless each child, each student who goes off to school and college, Lord? Would you give them the understanding and wisdom as their teachers and professors are teaching them, Lord? Then, Lord, there's an epidemic of students all over this world who are unruly, Lord, not only to their parents, but to each adult that they encounter, Lord, and whatever spirit that is, we ask that it be removed in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to look down upon children in particular, Lord, keep them safe, Lord, and help them to be around people who are positive and who are good role models, Heavenly Father. And if there's any type of negative role model, we ask that you turn around their lives as well, because they can be saved, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless communities all over this land and country, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the vision that you've given, where you said that each plant that we touch, each seed that we touch is on good ground because it's favorable people that you are sending. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the ability to have the desires of our heart as it relates to our children in the community, Lord, that we should not say right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for producing great things on that land. We thank you for sending great people, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the upkeep, Lord, of this community, and not just this community, but other communities as well. Then, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless each person who's on this line, Lord. Bless their families, bless their children, their spouses, Lord. Bless each thing that they do, each thing that they touch, Lord. Bless their jobs, their careers, those who are seeking jobs, those who are on jobs. We ask that they continue to be productive and continue to utilize the energy that they have, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just keeping us, Lord, and for continuing to bless us even when we don't even deserve it. We say thank you, Lord. You've done so much for us. We thank you for the past. We thank you for the present. We thank you for the future, and we thank you for what is to come, Heavenly Father. We thank you for answering our requests, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering our request on last week, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for answering our request in the future as well, Heavenly Father. We know that some great things are about to happen, Lord, and you're putting us in position where we can receive them, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to continue to edify and magnify who you are, Lord. And then there are many people who are online who are going through bereavement, Lord. There are many people who are going through struggles in life, many people who are going through storms and valley moments. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you be the angel, Lord, that pulls them from their disparities and hear their cry, Lord. Then, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you've done, Lord. And we thank you for the things that you're going to do, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we just say, have mercy on those who do not know you. Have mercy on those who have turned their backs from you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we bless your name, Lord Jesus. And we ask, Heavenly Father, if there's any baggage that people are still carrying, we ask that you remove it, Lord, as we move higher into the service, Lord, because you have some great things for us, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for the victories, Lord. We thank you for the success, Lord. And we ask that you continue to help us, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless this ministry, Lord, in a particular manner, the host, the co-host, Lord, each guest who comes on, Lord. We ask, will we continue to do your work, Heavenly Father, while it is day, because when night cometh, no one is able to work, Lord, and we know that. Then, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to just continue to be the vessels and the source of what people need, Lord. We know that your name is excellent, Lord. We know that everything you do is great, and we trust you, Lord. And so right now, Lord, we put everything in your hands, every project, Lord. We put the talent show that's coming up in December, Lord, in your hands. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the success. We thank you for the people, Lord. We thank you for the people all over the place who has come out or who is coming out, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the projects that we're setting our minds to. We thank you for this community, Lord. We thank you for, once again, the good seeds that's being planted, Lord. We thank you for the people you're already sending, Lord, who's en route, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just keeping us and helping us, Lord. We can't thank you enough because you've done so much for us, and we say thank you. Then, Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus, would you just continue to look over each person on this earth, our family members, Lord, our friends, in which you give them the desires of their heart. They may could not come on the ministry, Lord, but we ask in the name of Jesus, whatever their desire is, would you answer them as well, Lord. We stand in the gap, Lord. We stand for them, Lord, and we ask that you would give them the desires. Then, Lord, if there is any evil thoughts from anyone, we ask that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask that love come in their hearts, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the vision. We thank you for the prophecy and the revelation. And we ask that you continue to help us, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, as we revert back to things that people have told us, we ask, would you bless those who are in college to understand their work, Lord. We ask, would you bless those who are in ministry to keep on keeping on, because favor and grace is following, and there is nothing that they shall want, Lord, and that's a promise that you made, Heavenly Father, and we believe it, and that settles it. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to just help us and keep us, Lord, and have mercy on us, Lord, for our thoughts. Have mercy on us for how we treat people. Have mercy on us for what we don't do right, Lord. But we know that you are a forgiving God, and we ask, would you continue to uphold us to the standards of the highest calling, Lord. And as we release this prayer in the atmosphere, we ask that none of this prayer fall on bad ground, Lord. We need it to fall on good ground. And, Lord, we thank you for what's to come. We thank you for what has been, Lord. And now as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That was "Oh Lord, How Excellent" by Walt Whitman. That was the instrumental version. Now we're going to play a song that I really love, and it's entitled "So You Would Know" by GMWA Radio Announcers, 1997, the year in which I graduated. Amen. So you would know. I tell you what, before we get to this portion, the Lord continues to show me seeds on the fertile ground, and he continues to show me great people who are planting these seeds. And what the Lord is saying at this particular time as he is ministering and as I'm talking to you and speaking to you on a personal level, the Lord says that anytime you have any seeds, he says when good people begin to plant those seeds, he says great things happen. Amen. I said when good people begin to plant those seeds, he says great things happen. The Lord is putting great people into places, into situations and things so that great things can happen. Amen. So the Lord is saying that right now. So what you don't want is you don't want to put seeds in the hand of anyone who would do anything wicked. So God says that right now where we stand, he says the seeds are put or placed into good hands, and actually, those good hands are God's hands, and when God anoints your hands, whether you know it or not, amen, and then you plant those seeds, God says great things begin to happen. He says, if you're listening on this line, God is speaking of prosperity. If you don't believe it, that is your prerogative, amen, but God is speaking prosperity. I believe it because God said it, and that settles it, amen. And so God continues to show me. He continues to show me that seeds are being planted by good people. Amen, and God is showing that. And a lot of people correlate value to seeds, and God says, no, these are favor and grace, things that money can't even buy. Amen. He says that's going to begin to happen. He says money, no one has that much, amen, in order to make these things happen but God. Amen. So that phrase, but God, amen, that's very significant and very important. Amen. And so God is getting ready to do some things that money will never be able to buy. Amen. So now we're going to hear So You Would Know. And I want you to really listen to the lyrics because God is on your side. I want you to know that. God is speaking to those who know him and those who do not know him. But this song is so you would know that God loves you. And you are listening to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, also known as the Alfreda Love Show. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
I love you.
Man, that was so you would know. Vocals by Sister Angela Spivey. Amen, amen, amen. So you would know. And God really loves you. I tell you what, God loves you. He woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. Amen, amen. Next, we're going to hear from Sister Kathy Taylor. Oh, how precious. Amen. And in the Lord precious, the Lord has done some great things for us. Oh, how precious. I want you to hear this song. And then I have a feeling that God is going to encourage us again, and then we're going to come with our announcements. And I'm going to bid you a good night, amen, because we have a lot of work to do with the business of God and the kingdom of God and with our speaking and things of that nature, amen? Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry with Jesus Shine. With love, I am your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
And your heart is filled with despair. Remember, God cares
for you.
And when you're in doubt and you can't find your way, He will see you through everywhere.
See you through.
Just call
on the name of Jesus.
Tomorrow, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Woo! Jesus. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Yes, sir. That was Sister Kathy Taylor. Oh, how precious. If you look on my Facebook page, amen, that's Sister Kathy Taylor on that picture. Amen. She can sing. Oh, how precious. Amen. I feel like having church. But I want to give you an encouraging word. God says, keep on work for him. Keep on working for him. That's in how we treat people. That's in our ministries. That's in the things that the Lord has called us to do. He says, because your reward is coming from heaven. And he says, no money on earth can buy your favor, grace, and mercy. Amen. Amen. So if you go in a store, the next time you go in a store, try to find some favor, grace, and mercy. I guarantee you it won't even be on the shelf. Amen. Only God can give that. Only God can do that. Amen. Praise God. I want to thank you all for praying with me tonight. I want to thank you all for listening to these gospel artists tonight. I tell you what, I believe that we can run on. Amen. To see what the end is going to be. We serve a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve, where the angels bow before our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm so happy tonight that I had the opportunity to share with you the ministry of God. You cannot get enough of God. You cannot be too churchy, because I tell you what, when the Lord does things, amen, when things come in your life and you need God, amen, you can't call on him enough. And so I'm telling you, I submit to you today, if you don't know God, I submit to you that you get a relationship with him. All you have to do is say, Lord, I accept you in my life. Lord, I give you everything I have, from my hands to my feet to my eyes to my ears, because I want to hear your voice. And I guarantee you the Lord will accept you. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. You don't have to be at a church to get accepted by God. God is not like us. God doesn't have cliques. He doesn't have, you know, special stipulations when you join different groups. There are special things. God says, come as you are. He accepts you for who you are. God says, come. And so if you're in the comfort of your home, if you're in the comfort of a friend's home, if you're in a nursing home, wherever you are, God will accept you. Say, all you have to do is say, Lord, I accept you tonight. You don't have to get specific. The Lord knows. He already knows your heart. But the key is you have to be sincere. You can't say, Lord, I accept you. Then the next day, you act like you don't know who God is. Amen. Through your actions or through your non-communication with God. God wants to be communicated with every day. Amen. Whether you just say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, I thank you. I praise your name. The Lord wants you to speak with him. He wants to have a relationship with you. But the Lord is not going to force you to have a relationship with him. You have to come unto God and say, Lord, I submit unto you. Lord, I accept you. I accept your word. That's all you have to say. People are getting saved in their homes now, and God is sending them to churches. Amen? People are having experience with God at their homes. You hear what I'm telling you? People are having experiences with God. Different places they probably shouldn't even be. People are having experiences with God, and God is sending them. God is everywhere. So wherever you are in your situation, you know, wherever you are in your life, because all of us is one step from sinning, amen? Wherever you are, God accepts you for whoever you are, whether you believe in God, whether you don't. All you have to say is this, Lord, I accept you, and I guarantee you, when you wake up in the morning, you will feel like a new creature, because once you accept God into your life, your whole perspective begins to change and your atmosphere begins to change, and God begins to let you taste and see that he is what? Good. Amen. I'm a living witness of that. I pray for each person who's online. I pray for each person who's in their valley moments. I pray for each person who's in their mountain experiences. I pray for our students. I pray for our college students. I pray that God will give you understanding on the work that you do and on the test that you take. I pray that God continue to just help you in anything that you need help with, whatever it is. I pray that God continue to help you to be the best that you possibly be, because we serve a powerful, we serve a mighty God, a God who never fails us, and a God who continues to protect us. Amen. What a mighty word from God tonight. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Our night has been well spent. I do have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you good night. And then on tomorrow, God's will, we're going to come with our top 15 gospel artists. I understand and I recognize that many of you are texting me and inboxing me. Thank you so much for doing that. And I will get with you in just a second. But I want to make sure that you understand that I want you to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, those individuals with a positive message, please, Facebook, Al Freda Love, that is ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And that includes organizations as well. Feel free to please email me. I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family and your friends. Amen. Be sure to pray for them. If you have to pray for all of them, pray for them one by one, and then pray for them holistically, and pray for yourself, and please pray for those you know and those who you do not know. In addition to that, I do have a few announcements to make. For the Bellmead resident, be sure that you understand the 2-cent tax increase, and I'm going to write an article on that to give you a perspective from that. And also, I will keep you posted on the Duggar Field as far as what's going on with that as well through my Facebook page, and also just, throughout the community, because I do get out in the community and speak to people. Okay. Also, remember that this month we are promoting the Big Jingle Talent Show, which will be in Bellmead, Texas on December 18th at 6 p.m. We have trophies. We have ribbons, and we also have certificates for each, and we will have judges. So I want you to please come out, mark your calendar for the Big Jingle Talent Show, and this will be December 18th. So go ahead and tell your boss that they can attend as well. Tell them do not plan anything on December 18th. Plan something on the 17th, the 19th, you know, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, but not the 18th. Thank you so much for being obedient. Amen. All right. Email. You can email me if you have a skit or talent you would like to do. That is emonya_love@yahoo.com. All of this information is on my Facebook page. If you want to be a guest on international radio, use that same email, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I want you to pay close attention to my gospel channel, and it's not my gospel channel, but a gospel channel that I often watch, OmegaGospel.com. There's many different gospel artists on that particular channel, so be sure to watch that. As far as my celebrity and business savvy individual, of course, it's Queen Oprah Winfrey. For my gospel artists, I have Psalmist Kathy Taylor. Amen. She just finished singing Oh How Precious. Be sure to support her music ministry. Then Oldies But Goodies, we have Sister Patti LaBelle. Then, of course, our Hub Page legendary sports figure, we have Mr. Larry Bird. And so I want you to please, please, please check out these individuals. They're doing some great things in the entertainment field as well as the gospel field, and we thank them for their service. Amen. Praise God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go to this particular website, and it's entitled AlfredaLoveShow.com. That is AlfredaLoveShow.com. Once again, while your computer is warming up, it is AlfredaLoveShow.com. AlfredaLoveShow.com. When you go to the homepage, since I have so many new individuals, when you go to the homepage, you will see the number one gospel show. Where you see the number one gospel show, you will see a button that says Need a Speaker. If you click on that button, Need a Speaker, what you will find is you will find my bio. You will find many topics that I speak on. My favorite topic deals with coaching winning teams. When we're talking about education, spirituality, when we're speaking of the military, when we're speaking of schools, okay? When we talk about altitude and attitude, we're speaking of schools, and we have different programs, and we have books that we would like to present to you. All right, so please make sure that you reach out to me, and my email once again is emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? All right. Now, if you click on Love Radio, you will be right at the heart of the Love Live Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Instead of having to log in, you will already be there, okay? So make sure that when you press that button, that you are at the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Live Jesus ministry. All right, so when you click on that button, you'll be right at the radio station. When you go to Love's interview, as I said before, the Hispanic Chamber allowed me to interview with them. Okay, and so if you press the little button, then you will see many videos, and I'm actually the last video, but I want you to look at the youth who is before me. They have some very good things going on in their lives, so I want you to support them as well. Okay? Then when you look at the school tutorial site, I do like to tutor, okay? And if you go to the About Us page, this About Us page will show you that we tutor in math, reading, and writing. We also offer homework help, test preparation, practice test, state test. We have test camp that's going to come up. We're still in the making with that. Speaking, we speak on classroom management, motivation, and many other things. I would like to welcome you to the Learning Center. Our topics is Bullyproof in Schools, Control Your Metabolism, 5 Habits of Successful People, Move Something, Motivating the Team, Your Churches Within Your Heart, Relationship, Religion, and Relief. We talk about services, okay? Talk about services, amen, praise God. These are the services that we provide, okay? And, of course, if you want to contact me, feel free to do so, all right? You can contact me via this contact form, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Toll-free number, well, the phone number is 254-744-6616. That is one of my business phones if you would like to contact me, all right? Then, of course, you go back, all right? If you go back. Then I want you to, before we go to the top, I want you to go to the bottom. Upcoming events, we have the National Book Festival. We're going to debut our book, A Spiritual Guide to Go, as well as our other educational book. Also note, December 18th at 6 p.m. is the Big Jingle Talent Show. Please do not plan anything between 6 and 9:30 p.m. Thank you so much. This will be at the Bellmead Civic Center. Of course, if you want to get to the radio station again, you can press that button. Spiritual Guide on the Go, if you want to purchase the book before you get to the book festival, please feel free to do so. Our plan is to have a presentation on A Spiritual Guide to Go as well as the educational piece. We will have 1 hour for each presentation. Amen. Now I want you to go to the home page, and you're already here. And so that's the home page. I just told you about the home page. Then about the venue. Okay, this tells about the radio station. All right? And the radio station is an international radio station, meaning that we can basically air anywhere in the world. So if, you know, I'm out of town, then I can still conduct my radio station. Amen? And so most of what happens on the radio is in town, out of town, out of state, you know. And so we take pictures. For instance, these pictures that you see, we take different pictures, and we also go to attend different events. And we write about different events. And one of the events that we're going to add is the National Book Festival in Houston, Texas, which is coming up in October. We're going to give you more details. If you click on this particular button at the bottom where it says National Book Festival, then you will go straight to the video and you will understand what is happening at that particular festival. As I said before, I'm a big supporter of education. I believe in books. I believe in writing books as well. I believe in writing stories. I love to write stories. And so I believe that reading is a big part of the success in this world, and we need to really promote reading for our students and our youth, okay? And when we talk about location and contact, you can send a comment or a review, or you can contact us. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. We also have about 5 more individuals who need to add their contact information. But if you email me, then I can add all of their information to this particular page. Then we have gospel artists in the industry. If you look at these gospel artists, of course, this is only a handful of gospel artists, and as we attend more events and things of that nature, I intend on getting more gospel artists on this particular page. Amen. So please support these gospel artists and radio hosts on this particular page. Okay? All right, when we go to links, of course, you can also connect with me. Many individuals connect with me on LinkedIn, especially radio hosts, media. Those particular individuals connect with me on LinkedIn. So if you go to LinkedIn, then you can connect with me as well. And I see that I have many messages on LinkedIn, so I will answer those by tomorrow midnight, okay? All right, let's go back to the website here. So that's LinkedIn. Of course, there's Spiritual Guide to Go again if you just click on Spiritual Guide. Then, of course, if you want to get to the radio station, whoop, there it is, you can just click on it. Then, of course, the articles that my consultant and I, these are particular articles we've written. As I said before, we have television and TV shows, we have celebrities, we have effective presentations, we have social life in school, we have teaching, we have personal health information, we have activism, we have Christianity, we have radio, social issues, the blues, political science, we have the mother-child bond, we have Christian and gospel music, we have United States politics, crime and justice issues, we have radio, God and views of God, we have preparing for tests. We have radio, events to change the world, education issues. We have different categories. So if you want to read these and understand what's going on, please feel free to do so. Don't particularly pay any attention to this number. It's insignificant. But pay attention to the different articles, because these articles really give you a lot of information concerning people in entertainment and regular people as well. Okay? All right, moving right along. As I said before, we have the spiritual guide. Spiritual Guide to Go. If you want to purchase that particular book before the book festival, feel free to do so. Then meet Dr. Afrita Love, your host, amen, your radio host, and your host on platforms. This basically tells you a little bit about me and my credentials and things of that nature. So if you're looking for a speaker, as I said before, then it will be a pleasure to meet Dr. Afrita Love, amen, or any of the consultants as well. Then, of course, we have Evangelist Evelyn Green. This is her particular bio. These are things she's certified in. And so she's another consultant. Then the speaking topics. We have many speaking topics. If you click on this video, this particular video tells a little bit about the presentations that we give and the effects from the presentation. Many of the presentations consist of educational things, health matters, and leadership and religion. And so we have Cool Classrooms, which is research-based practices for classroom management. We have Bullyproofing Schools. Then we have Health Matters, Control Your Metabolism, Move Something. Then we have Leadership, 5 Habits of Successful People. Then we have Motivating the Team, No Team Member Left Behind. Then in religion, we have Your Churches Within the Heart. And then we have Relationship, Religion, and Relief. When God gives you relief, it feels just so much better. Amen. Then, of course, those of our articles, Love's Author Corner. I'm still going to add some authors to this particular corner. Then Health and Human Performance. We're still working on that because I have a couple of videos that I'm trying to edit right now. Okay? So I want you to look at all of this information. Also, I'm going to add some of my other sites. I want to also add an article that was placed in the paper about the Duggar Fields. I want to thank the Waco Tribune Herald for highlighting the Duggar Fields, because we really need to do something with those fields. As I said before, I've been surveying the fields, and I've been surveying the people as well. And if you go to Duggar Fields, Belmead, if you go there, then you will find the article, and I'm also going to place the article on the website. Okay, and so with this particular field, what I have thus far is many individuals like the idea of a library, many individuals like the library and an event center, many individuals like a housing complex, okay, a housing complex. There are some individuals who want a park, and many residents really like the fact that the ballpark or whatever it becomes will be a quiet area. And so when you look at it, when you take a needs assessment, you will find that we already have a park. All right, we have at least 2 parks. You also find that we have a ballpark, but there's no library. And if we look at the statistics for associate's degrees, bachelor's degrees, and other degrees within the Belmead community, then those statistics are not even in double-digit numbers. And what we really want to push is education in this community. We want to push it. And what I mean by that is we want to push it in our schools and in our communities. We want our communities to support what our students are doing in the schools. And so that's how the notion of the library came up, because we don't have a library. The closest library is in East Waco, and many of our students cannot get there. And so we need to have a library that is in walking distance or at least close. Now, what we did have, the primary school had a bookmobile, okay? But we're speaking of a library that students have access to. I remember when I was a child, we would go to South Waco to the bookmobile because Belmead didn't have it. You know, and when we talk about, a library, we're also speaking of computers as well. Now, as you know, that some of the schools in Belmead, we're all going to technology as far as registering students, as far as students having to research things. And so having a library or a place where computers are accessible is great for our parents and our students and our senior citizens. How many times do you have to send something somewhere and you can't because you don't have internet, or you can't because you don't have a computer? so we need to really look at what will help our community. And so as I was thinking about this, I was thinking that maybe, and many people, you have the right to have your ideas as far as what this place could be, but I'm just going to share it with you. What the vision that I had. The vision that I had was we could upgrade the Civic Center and make that into a library, okay? Make that into a library. And then this area over here, an event center, okay? And when I say event center, I'm speaking of activities that go on at the Civic Center. But, of course, we would have a larger room or larger rooms, and then we could have smaller rooms. And then we could have a computer room again as well, because I'm telling you, technology is what's up. Technology, you know, we have students who are taking online classes. They may need to come and, you know, work on the computers or things of that nature. And with an event center, we know that there will be hours of operation. And so with that, we know that at some point that particular area is going to shut down for the day, right? And so we want something that is going to be beneficial and that is going to embrace education. And because, as I said before, we have parks. We have a water park. You know, we have a ballpark already. We want something that we need, something that we need. And, yes, there are grants out there. People told me there are grants out there. There are people who are willing to help with something educational as this. And so, you know, as I said before, the library could become the Bellmead Civic Center, and the Bellmead Civic Center activities could move to this new facility, you know. But we want to make sure that either way, both places have computers for our students especially and for our parents, because a lot of our students work on different programs at school, and they can also work on them at home if they have access to a computer. And so we're trying to build up the education factor for our students, as well as helping our parents, because there's not one person who does not get on the internet. There's not one person. And so I'm going to be really honest, and I'm going to push for anything with education. I'm going to push for it because we need it, our kids need it, and our parents appreciate it because they're able to go wherever besides going across town, right, to, you know, do computer work, whether school work, or if the school is asking, okay, fill out this survey. That's another thing. When we have surveys, right, we only have a handful of parents who are actually able to fill them out. But if we have computers accessible, then they can fill out surveys. And so I'm going to really embrace the fact that we have a library and an event center or a housing division. And so I really want you to think about that and just give your input. As I said before, I've been taking surveys, and most people like the idea of the library as well as the idea of a like an area with homes, okay? All right. So I'm going to be giving you more information. The next item to speak about briefly is the 2-cent tax increase. When we talk about the 2-cent tax increase, I want to be very clear to you. Now, it's going to sound excellent if someone presents you with a paper and say, hey, increase. It's going to sound very enticing. But I want you to keep this in mind, all right? Bellmead needs a facelift because we haven't had one in a long while, okay? Bellmead needs to be safer, right? And when we talk about safety, we're talking about more police officers. Bellmead needs code enforcement. Part of Bellmead, most of Bellmead relates to trees and nature, right? Trees and nature. I remember when I was a child, I would ride my bike with some other kids up and down the street, and it was so wooded that we actually would see a fox or so in the woods. That's how wooded it was. And so when we look at the area of Bellmead, there are a lot of places to build in Bellmead if we would just remove some of the trees and things of that nature. One of the safety components that I was really looking at this afternoon happens to be how the trees are so close to the railroad track. Now, there was a gentleman either last week or earlier, or the earlier part of this week, who was killed by a train. I don't know if he was on the track or how close he was, but I do know that the vision is obstructed because of the trees, which are so close to the railroad tracks. Now, I know that happened in a neighboring town, but it could very well happen here. And so what I believe is that, you know, the trees and all of those, you know, just high grass should be removed from railroad tracks so that people can see, right? I think that all of those things need to be moved, because if someone is trying to cross the railroad tracks, it's hard to see with a lot of trees and a lot of, you know, tall grass that's almost as tall as a person is, okay? So that's another concern. But in the meantime, I want you to really think about everything we have discussed. We've discussed a lot, and I'm going to give you more information in writing on my Facebook page, on my radio station, on my HUD pages, because I want you to be in the know, because it's going to sound very appeasing to say no tax increase for the 20% of people who I haven't spoken to and who, you know, who's, you know, who don't have all the details. And so the 2 cent tax increase will really help the city, and I want you to really think about this before making a decision. And I'm only speaking to 20% of the individuals, because the rest understand, the 80% understand that it's important that Belle Meade have a facelift. They understand that. They understand that the 2% tax increase also helps schools. I mean, it helps schools and it helps our students, okay? And so I'm going to give you more information on that. But I just want to say that I really appreciate your attentiveness. I appreciate each and every one of you who's on the line. I definitely appreciate all of my hosts, my celebrity hosts. And I just appreciate you, because you've supported this program through listening so much, and I appreciate it. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to tell your boss, do not, please, do not schedule anything at 6 o'clock p.m. to 9:30 p.m. on December 18th. Now, as I said before, that is an early release day for most schools, which is great. So you get your care from school, you relax a little bit, then you come to Belle Meade Civic Center to enjoy a great show and to fellowship and network with great people. But whatever you do, tell your boss. If you're in a meeting and your boss say December 18th at 6 o'clock p.m., we are having, it has to be the 17th or the 19th, all right? The 18th, keep it open, keep it open, keep it open, all right? So I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love the Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and I have 4 hosts online, but they would like to just listen, you know. I guess when you're in the entertainment world, I totally understand that. They would like to listen, and they will be on shortly as well, pretty soon. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry. Be sure to come back on tomorrow. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.